Hey guys, Alex here today. I was going to piss and moan about guitar software, accessibility, or random other bullshit. But today, we're talking about the Aspire Atlantis, which is for those vapors out there. Non-smoking people. Down with analogs. Fuck analogs. You know what? We can do better than just burning ashtrays into our lungs, okay? Let's talk about the Atlantis. 0.5 ohm coil. Boom. Non-rebuildable clear miser? Are you fucking kidding me? 0.5 ohm coil? Well, look, this bitch delivers, okay? You can't see me, and I don't want you to see me because I'm fucking ugly. But, vapor for days. If you want flavor, and you don't want to rebuild, and you don't want to deal with the Aerotank Kanger Bernie piss fest, get a fucking Atlantis, okay? You need something that'll fire 0.5 ohms. I would recommend the Klauper T5 or the Sigelli 50 watt. Or a mechanical mod. I bought the Atlantis or the Aspire CF sub-ohm battery, which is basically a regulated mech mod as far as the fact that it has battery protection, short protection. You know, if it's below like 0.07, it won't fire. Okay. Realistically, though, it's a mech mod that is rechargeable without replacing the battery. So that's cool. It's basically a 510 device. It's 22 millimeters in width. And it works well. I don't like it, though. It's not as ballsy as, say, a T5, where you can push up to 45 watts. Or 40 watts, even, and get a nice warm vape. This is a Klauper DNA 30 clone, and this thing kills. I have pumpkin pie e-juice from Mount Baker Vapor. 3 milligrams of nicotine, max VG. It's great. It tastes like spice cake. I've tried this out of a dripper once. And the flavor was slightly more intense, but it was just basically more spice cake. It wasn't that much fucking better. You know what? If I wanted to deal with that shit, I just rebuild my dripper. Otherwise, just buy juice with like one or two more flavor shots. Big deal. The Turbo, the Aerotank Turbo from KangerTech, the flavor is slightly more harsh than the Atlantis, but it's not as musical, it's not as relaxing as the Atlantis, like, or a dripper. It's harsher. You get vapor from it, but you get more vape out of the Atlantis and more flavor out of the Atlantis. Then you do one of the Turbo. This has a nice wide bore-ish drip tip, straight up 510 right across the board. It looks nice and flush on here. 22 millimeters across a clear miser. It's not an RTA. I almost called this a fucking RTA. Well, that's what the flavor tastes like. I tried my buddy Will. My buddy Will has a Obtec or Ubtec or whatever rebuildable tank. The flavor is slightly better out of that, but not that terribly much. I mean, And that's not to say, I mean, what does his juice have, you know, as far as flavor goes? What kind of flavor shots did he get in there? You know, so this is pretty much on par with an RTA. Is it an RDA for clouds? Oh, absolutely. For vapor and flavor? For flavor, no. It's one step below a proper RDA, but it's very close. If you don't want to rebuild and you want to get way better than the Nautilus or the Delta, the Joytech Delta, or the basically the Aerotank Turbo or any of those sort of high profile tanks that, you know, claim to be a fucking metal and, you know, yeah, we crank it up, you know, oh, high voltage, man, vapor for days. No. You know, if you want a good tank, get an Aspire Atlantis. I'm going to buy the Kanger sub tank, which is another 0.5 ohm rebuildable and non-rebuildable. So this is kind of your choice. It comes with two coils and it comes with two RBA, rebuildable atomizers, in there. So you can rebuild your own heads or you can use their pre-built coils. How cool is that shit? I can't wait to try all of those. They have a 0.5 ohm and a 1.2 ohm in the package. I'm going to slap the 0.5 ohm on here, and I'm going to give it a good fucking vape, and I'll tell you what I think about it versus the Atlantis, because I love this sort of high-volume vaping, lots of clouds, lots of nicotine, not smoking real analog nasties anymore. It's all worth it. So go for it, and rock on, guys, and I'll be back with more metal guitar shit. I know it's been months since I've actually done a guitar boo. I'll do one in the next few weeks, so that I promise. It'll be something cool. It'll be like grindcore guitars or something fucking weird that nobody's going to care about it anyway. But I will do it, all right? So rock on, vape on. Yeah.